White, Salem, Oregon, July 1st, 1878. Dear husband, the important meeting is now ended. It is estimated that about 2,000 people were assembled today. Elder Loughborough preached this forenoon to a good audience. This afternoon they flocked in until the seats were filled. The wall of the tent was removed, and seats extended all about outside of the tent. And then there were many standing outside the circle. The attendance was more than could be expected, 3 miles from Salem, and cars did not run Sunday. I spoke with great freedom upon the subject of temperance. All listened with the deepest interest. After the meeting closed, many came to me, outsiders, and thanked me for the words spoken. One man had brought his family 8 miles from the country. He greatly desired that I should make an appointment to speak in one of the churches in the community where he lived. He said he never heard anything like this before. "Why," said he, "do not our ministers tell us these things? Why are they so silent upon these important truths?" said he. "I know the people who have heard you today have received your words. They say these words should be spoken from the pulpit in every community in the land. Infidels and men of perdition say it is truth, every word of it." Said he, "I thank you again for the words you have spoken. I will take them home, and my future life shall show that I heed them." Said he, "I shall pray God to spare your life to continue to speak such words as you have today." Venerable men and women, not of our faith, thanked me for presenting to the people truths which the ministers are silent upon. "You are correct," said one venerable couple, "in placing tobacco and liquor on the same ground. Your remarks to mothers were fitly spoken, but we never heard them thus spoken before. Yesterday was an important day. In the afternoon, I spoke from Christ's riding into Jerusalem." Deep feeling was in the meeting. Between 20 and 30 came forward for prayers. 17 decided to give their hearts to God and place their names on the covenant. This meeting is doing a good work for the cause of present truth. The grounds are a beautiful grove, and fitted up so neatly and ornamented arches so tastefully, is in such marked contrast to the grounds where other denominations have held their meetings. All are struck with the nice arrangement and perfect order observed upon the grounds. Mr. Stevens, the owner of the grounds, has attended nearly every meeting in the daytime, frequently bringing his family. He stated that he had been thoroughly disgusted with the camp meetings that he had ever heretofore attended. Everything was conducted in such a manner as to leave an influence upon his children that was deleterious, and he had forbidden them to attend the camp meeting. But the camp meeting here on this ground was an exception. He was anxious to have his children attend these meetings, for the influence was to strengthen them in the right and the teaching to lead them to resist evil. This man has felt deeply through our meetings. One of his sons is already keeping the Sabbath. We hope he will not only be charmed with the order upon the ground, but that he will accept and obey the whole truth, because he sees it to be truth. The presence of our dear brother and sister Maxon, and their daughter Sister Wood, has added greatly to the interest of the meeting. Sister Wood has been the leader of our singing. God has blessed her with a rare talent as a musician. Her melodious voice in songs of praise has floated out, we believe, and glorified God. The testimony of Brother Maxon that he had come here to Oregon 25 years since alone, remainder missing.